Okay. I have to admit that when it comes to certain insects, my attitude could best be described as live and let die. It may have something to do with the fact that when I'm outside, no one else seems to get bitten. The little critters are all too busy taking a chunk out of me. It could also be that I have a profound disrespect for any creature that can scuttle faster than I can. Whatever the reason, I don't like bugs. Call it a flaw in my ecological consciousness, whatever. As far as I'm concerned, their presence is a bit of a flaw in the grand design. So when I heard about this report that said how wonderful some bugs can be, I was a little skeptical. It turns out that not only are these revolting little creatures helpful, they are literally worth billions of dollars to the agriculture industry. We're not talking cute little bugs either. The dung beetle is about as creepy as it gets. But by helping to break down cattle dung, these lowly little critters provide a service worth more than $2 billion annually in the U.S. Now, I knew the bees were okay because they provide honey and all, but that's just the beginning. They pollinate one-third of all the food we eat. Worldwide, these pollination services are valued at $200 billion. There's others, too. The ladybug provides a major service by eating several hundred aphids a day. And then there's this little tiny wasp that lays its eggs inside something called a Bertha armyworm, a creature notorious for destroying canola crops. The reason all this is news is because thanks to pesticides, we're killing off the good insects faster than the bad ones. The more chemicals we apply, the fewer good bugs there are out there to keep things in balance. This costs us, both in economic and environmental terms. Instead of using the control system so neatly provided by Mother Nature, what we're doing is setting up the cycle of dependency that requires more and more chemicals each year. I'm not saying that I'm going to go out and hug a bug or anything, but maybe it's time we all started treating them with a little more respect and a lot less pesticide.